How could you blast someone with silent sounds without it affecting us? This struck me at the time as an unassailable argument, and one that cut through all the paranoid theories circulating on the internet about mind-control machines putting voices into people's heads. Of course it couldn't work. In fact, it was a relief to believe Colonel Alexander, because it made me feel sensible again, and not the nut his look had suggested I was. Now we were once again two sensible people, a colonel and a journalist, discussing rational things in a sagacious manner. The thing is, I now realized, if silent sounds had been used against Jamal inside an interrogation room at Guantanamo Bay, there was a clue in Jamal's account, a clue which suggested that military intelligence had craftily solved the vexing problem highlighted by Colonel Alexander. "He put the CD in," Jamal had said, "and he left the room." Next, I dug out the recently leaked military report entitled Non-Lethal Weapons, Terms and References. There were a total of 21 acoustic weapons listed, in various stages of development, including the infrasound, very low-frequency sound which can travel long distances and easily penetrate most buildings and vehicles, biophysical effects, nausea, loss of bowels, disorientation, vomiting, potential internal organ damage or death may occur, superior to ultrasound. And then, the last but one entry, the psycho-correction device, which involves influencing subjects visually or aurally with embedded subliminal messages. I turned to the front page, and there it was. The co-author of this document was Colonel John Alexander. And so our emails continued. I asked for the colonel's permission to include in this book his views on the Guantanamo story, and he replied, "Not sure what you mean by the Guantanamo story. My take on this whole thing is much bigger. IMHO, in my humble opinion, World War X is on, and it is religious.